I'm not sure.
Oh, I've been advised by one of the judges that he may be putting me up in the jail.
Okay. And, which judge are we talking about, sir?
One of the district judges, not the local one.
The district judge?
No. A visiting judge.
A visiting judge?
Judge McCrop.
Okay.
It's irrelevant. I'm 73 years old. I was wondering if he had any. He told me to bring my toothbrush and be prepared for the next hearing, a toothbrush. And I was trying to see if he had some sort of pre-admission procedures that I could be sure. In other words, you know, I want to be ready, you know.
The only thing that you can bring with you when you get booked in that you might be able to have is your glasses, sir.
No, what I was trying to make sure of, that, you know, things like the dog was taken care of, there's an old lady that I'm taking along. I'm just trying to make some arrangements ahead of time to, you know, like you have some pre-check-in for some of the medical stuff.
No, sir, we don't have any of that.
Is there any kind of brochure that you have on the facilities you have? Do you have a psychiatrist around, psychologist, doctor?
We have a nurse and we have a county doctor that comes in.
What about the diet?
Like, we feed our inmates 3 times a day.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I'm talking about, I'm 73 years old.
Are you on a special diet?
Well, I put myself on a special diet in the sense of, you know, high fiber, high, not the french fries and crud, you know.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't have anything from a doctor or physician stating that you have a special diet, when you come in, you'll be issued a meal just like everybody else.
So I need to go to my doctor and get him to issue that first?
Well, I don't
I'm just
know.
I'm just trying to make some of the pre-arrangements.
What are you coming for?
I don't
know.
How
long are you staying?
Yeah? Well, he said 6 months.
What are you coming to jail for?
Well, he's threatening me for civil contempt for filing a lawsuit.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it. I'll wait till I go to court.
Well, I've been to court, and he told me about that. Personally, I don't think he can do it, but he's got the power to do it.
More than likely, he'd have put you in jail when you was in court if...
Well, he said he was a nice fellow, he wasn't going to do it this time. I asked him to put it down in writing, and he said no, he wasn't going to do that. He says the court reporter over there has it. And I was just trying to make some pre-arrangements. You know, I'm not one of these guys that runs around and does something. All I did was file a lawsuit, you know. And he told me he was going to put me in jail. Bring my toothbrush the next time. And
so when you go back to court, in other words, you're going to cut up a little bit. Is that what you're saying?
No. He thinks I'm filing frivolous lawsuits, and I'm saying they're violating the law, okay? And he gets upset. I was just trying to make some arrangements back here where we don't have any misunderstandings.
Well, we don't have it. I don't know.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Whenever you come to jail, we'll provide, you know, an indigent pack for you that comes with soap, toothbrush.
Yeah. Well, is there any kind of written material that you can
come back on this side?
Yeah, thank you. Well, that's what they told me in the courthouse over there. The judge and the bailiff moved me around all over the place. But I just didn't want to come this as a complete surprise. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking? I'm 73 years old. You don't have... I'm not dangerous to anybody, anything I know of. Huh? He said I was a nice guy. Is there any kind of writing up of what you got on the thing? Okay. Who's the one I get some information from? Do I need to go by doctor first? Do I need to go by the judge and have him explain it to me?
Yeah, go by the judge and let him explain it to you. Because if he didn't put you in jail when you was in front of him, I don't think he's going to put you in jail. So I wouldn't really worry about it.
Well, I wouldn't put anything. You know, they can do anything. You know, I've stopped pre-guessing what they're going to do, okay? I've been at this 15 years, okay? It hasn't gotten down where anybody's threatened. They put a $125,000 fine on me, a $62,000 fine. Punishment sought by the court. And, you know, I didn't think the court sought punishment. I thought that was a state, you know. But anyhow, besides the point. But I was just trying to inquire as to what to do.
I'll go to the judge and let him give you what you need, then that way you have an
instruction
of what you need. Yes.
Okay, thank you. That's what I was, what I was planning to do is ask, you know, I asked him to put it down on a piece of paper. He said, no, that's what the court reporter was over there for. And I was insisting to have him put on a piece of paper and a signature on it. Well, thank you. You're something. Okay. Yes, thank you.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Have a good day.
But there's nothing written, nothing on the internet?
No, sir.
No, sir.
You have any policies?
No, sir.
Not for the inmates, no, sir.
Is your jail within specs these days?
Yes.
I've heard there was some water problem or meal
no,
problem
sir.
Or food
Everything's
problem.
Everything's okay.
Okay. Well, thank you. It's been
yes, sir.
Nice talking to you.
Yes, sir. Be good.
Thank you.
All right.